Mark Winterbottom has joined us live here on the Big Sports Breakfast Set at Bathurst. Frosty, good to be back in. We were talking to Garth Tander before about the vibe. Remember the castle? And they were talking about just how good this joint is, and we're getting plenty of texts roll in. People, it's an event, and they come up, and it's like a yearly pilgrimage up to Bathurst. Do you get the same way as a driver?
It is. It kind of starts yesterday, that driver parade through town.
Yeah.
People everywhere, they can almost touch you. They tell you if they like you or dislike you. It starts the week. And then, you know, obviously today is the first time we hit the track. So it's kind of, you're feeling that I guess, part of the weekend where have we done enough? Are we quick? What's the car going to do? It's all those sort of unknowns that make this part of the weekend really special. Yeah. And then by the time we hit Sunday, reality is what you've got. So there's always different parts of the week, but this part for me is one of the most enjoyable, other than if you can win, but one of the most enjoyable because it's the unknown. 24 cars can win. We all tell you we're going to win.
Yeah.
And reality will kick in at some stage.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it, this race? And Dave and I spoke about it early this morning about, you know, you may not be a car racing enthusiast, but you know what Bathurst is. And at some stage on Sunday, you switch the TV on, whether it's for 5 minutes, an hour, or for the whole race, and you watch Bathurst. So it's a test of your endurance as a viewer. But how testing is it for a driver?
It's tough. The physical part of the weekend's not that bad. It's the mental part, and that's in and out of the car, dealing with the emotions of what Bathurst sort of throws at you. It does crazy things, this race, and it kind of, you know, most tracks you feel like you can, I guess, wring its neck and you maximise yourself. This track, you try and wring its neck and then bang, you're in the fence and then you reset back to square one. It's one that mentally, if you slightly slip, you get punished. So I find that tough. And then yeah. Sunday, you're in and out of the car. So effectively, it's probably, you know, similar to footy where you're a reserve, you run on, the game's going, you haven't played for 20 minutes and you've got to be up to speed. For us, we drive out of pit lane and may not have been in the car for 2 hours, but you're racing a bloke who's been in the car for an hour, up to speed, hot tyres, all that sort of stuff. Yep. And if you lose the spot on that first corner when you've come out cold, it can be the game over for the race. So you've got to switch on and off really quickly, and that's probably the toughest. Let alone the emotion of the race and all that sort of stuff. You don't get too carried away, but that's the hardest part.
What do you do then when you swap over? Do you sit there and watch it on the screen, or do you go and get your fluids up? Do you take no interest and then, you know, 10 minutes or half an hour before you're about to jump in the car, you start to take a bit more of an interest in it? What's your preparation?
I switch off, so I hop out, kind of get away from it for a bit.
Yep.
But then the engineers do a good job of finding you to tell you what's worked and what hasn't. But I like to just switch off. But there's a point where you've got to come back and then reread the race to see who you're going to be coming out near, your fuel numbers. You know, just keep an eye on if there's been oil dumped at a corner or something like that. But the best thing you can do is get out, because you have to buy every little bit of downtime you can get. Mm. And if you sit there watching it, you become kind of like a fan and sit there and watch the race and get fan gazed in this moment, and then you go, I'm meant to be resting, and you're kind of buying into the race. Yeah. So I try and get away, but it's not that easy sometimes.
Mate, car 18, which you're in, is $26 with the tab, right? So we haven't got you up at the top of the tree, but plenty of people out there listening to this program, they love a punt, they're all coming up here and they want to, you know, they like backing a roughie. Why can you win Bathurst? What gives you a feeling? I know there's a lot of unknowns with the car and you've got to get it out there, but right here, right now, why do you think you can win it?
Well, you can win more money on me than the other blokes. So 10 bucks on me is 260 and 10 bucks on 13 is 130.
Exactly.
So do the math, I can double Will Davison there, so that's a good odd. But I've got last year's winner, Steve Richards, in the car.
Yep.
But, you know, like I said, everyone comes here and it's the Melbourne Cup, effectively. Yeah. We've seen 100-1 horses win. There's a reason they're 100-1. There's a reason we're 26-1. There's reasons why. But on our day, we can win. But you look at that list and you'd be brave to put a bet on anyone, really, because it's and be confident. So, you know, we're a chance. We can get everything right. We can win the race. Car needs to be quick. We've got two experienced guys in the car, so there's factors. But
do you feel it'll be quick, the car? Do you like from previous rounds? I know this is a different beast at this joint, but do you feel as though you'll have the right setup, you'll have the right mindset, the right strategy?
Well, like I said, every driver sits here thinking they're going to win it, and I'm one of them.
Yeah, that's good.
I've got my ego and all that sort of stuff, but I think we'll be competitive. You know, I think the car will be quite strong. It needs to be strong at the right part of the race. So, and that's where people like Richo come into it. They've won it 5 times. It's not pot luck that he's won it that many times. Mm. There's reasons why, and he'll help guide the ship for the setup and what we're looking for. So, I think we're a good chance, but at the same time, you never get ahead of yourself. It's going to be a long one.
Well, Scotty McLaughlin and Mustang have all the way through the supercars this season have had plenty of success. They've won 17 races. Are they the team to beat?
Oh, it's a bad return. It's a bad return for him. 375.
Well, the pressure's on.
You need to put your house on it to earn nothing.
But I mean, it's different here in Bathurst, isn't it? You don't know how the car's going to go around this track. They have to drive it for longer. You just don't know what the setup's going to be like.
There's so many factors. Throw in weather. You know, we don't know what's going to happen here. Friday, Saturday looks like it could be wet. Yeah. You throw in, teammates. You know, Alex Premet. He hasn't been in the car for a lot this year. It's the battle of the teammates sometimes to give the main guys the position. There's so many factors. The 20-cent part fails. The wheel doesn't go on in the pit stop. The guy takes his seatbelt off too early. Yep. We've seen them all.
Yep.
And the fastest car doesn't always win this place. And it's the slightest mistake at certain part of the race can cost you. And, that's why anyone can win it. It's purely open. We count backwards from the end of the race. So effectively, lap 161, go 60 laps probably prior to that, and that's when it's game on, track position, all that sort of side. So
Laurie asked a question to Garth, and we'll pitch it to you. So Laurie sort of said, would you prefer to be up in front right at the start, doing all the running, like we'll use the Melbourne Cup turn, out in front leading at, the 1,200 metre mark, or would you rather be smoking the pipe at the back and then just go bang?
Well, either can win. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I would rather be up the front all day because that means you've got a quick car. And
is that more mentally challenging, though, when you've got to set the pace and everyone else is tailing
you? Yeah.
Not really. No? I enjoy that. But you can kind of, if you're at the front, you've got the speed. So when they say, wind it up, you can actually drive away from the field. When you have to save fuel, you can come back to the field. So you can kind of dictate the pace that you want to run. When you're in the pack, you run the risk of damage because you have to pass cars. You run the risk of overheating brakes, overheating engines. So the room with the views at the front, that's the one you want to get.
Yeah.
But with the way pit stops work, you might see guys leading the race, pit with 5 cars, come out 6 because they've put 10 litres more fuel in. But then at the next stop, they have 10 seconds less fuel to put in. So there's all these ifs and buts and the charts go off their tree. Ideally, race in front, dictate the pace, don't hit other cars, and kind of drive away. That's kind of the plan. But
because for me, I say it every year when there's a bit of a bang early in the race, because I'm always a big believer.
This is me, and I'm a novice.
No, I'm sort of saying to the driver, what are you doing, getting yourself involved in such a long race early in a putting yourself in a position like that? Just stay out of trouble early on the first turn and get into the race.
It's the adrenaline. We see it at the start line. You go into one, someone has contact, they've got bent steering, and 161 laps, they've got it. But it's the adrenaline. The guy sings the anthem, or the girl sings the anthem, the hype.
Yeah.
You just can't turn it off.
Yeah. Bit like a footballer in a grand final, saying, mate, start slow, build your way into it.
Hindsight's perfect, but it doesn't work that well in this sport.
Mate, I love it. I love the enthusiasm. $26 you are to be winning. Car 18. There'll be live bidding on this, so maybe if you get off to that quick start, your odds might trim up. So punters listening to this, have something on. Mark Winterbottom from Irwin Racing, we appreciate you joining us this morning, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Mark. Cheers.
We got the Parramatta colours on. Parramatta fans, if you're listening
on the
radio.
You'd be a Penrith man.
Oh, I go for South, but I was going for Canberra the other day, so that's all good.
Did you hear about Burgess?
No.
Oh, the shoulder's no good. Back home.